Hi, this is a dictation for Lisa Ford, LISAFORD. Date of service 10-6-2023, date of birth 5-23-1974, date of accident is 11-23-2022. Patient presents herself for a follow-up evaluation today. The patient reports that she's having ongoing headaches that are around 4 to 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the front of the head mostly. The neck pain is around 5 to 6 with radiation of numbness and tingling to both upper arms up to the elbow. Also, she reports of pain in the lower back, which is 5 to 6. However, there is no shooting pain to the buttocks or to the lower extremities. No radiation of pain or numbness or tingling. Patient reports that her mood is improving and her headaches are present, but they are also lessened. They're only one or two times in the whole week. She also do not want any injection treatment like epidural injections or shoulder injections, and only wants to have a conservative treatment. All the options have been discussed with her at every previous visit. Currently, her pain level varies from 4 to 6, and the ADLs are affected around 50% improvement has been reported by the patient. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs for system review, additional history, as well as substance abuse and compliance history. The physical examination as follows. Blood pressure is 104 over 81, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is going to be the same as previous visit of 8/31/2023, dictation number 0831-046, along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue physical therapy for the neck and the lower back and right and the shoulder, the left shoulder, two times a week with the traction massage, chiropractic treatment, acupunctures. She is doing chiropractic treatment. She is allowed to work on a light duty job 7 hours, 7 days on 5-point restriction. Her maps and labs have been reviewed and is found to be in compliance. Patient obviously doesn't want any injection treatment, so they cannot be done. Her MRIs were again reviewed with her, and she has a herniated disc at L5-S1. And multi-level disc herniation from C2-3, C4, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and she is not inclined to get surgical option, surgical opinion, consultation. In addition, her left shoulder has a partial thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon up to 50% and complex inert labrum. She doesn't want to see a surgeon, orthopedic surgeon for repair, nor she wants to have injection treatment. Only conservative treatment and medications. She's provided with the following medications today, which are Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for healing anti-inflammatory effect. Ultrime, 50 milligram PRN, 12 hourly is provided for pain relief. Zoloft, 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety, panic, and mood issues. Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day for headaches and nerve healing, and furosemide are provided 1 or 2 every 6 hours for headache relief. She was referred to a neurologist on the last visit, and also she's seeing counseling. She's also referred to chiropractic treatment, which she's doing, and patient will be seen in 30 days.